Saint Vincent de Paul says that you must ask God to give you power to fight against the sin of pride, which is your greatest enemy, the root of all that is evil, and the failure of all that is good. For God resists the proud. My brothers and sisters, nowadays, in the name of self-respect, in the name of self-dignity, people are getting so much proud in their sentences and in their character. So many times, most of you might have been in big trouble trying to help other people how to be a modest person. I struggled in my own life so many times telling people, especially the teenagers, to be a better person or a better girl, then I was in trouble so many times. So today, before I go further regarding the pride and the humility, what the church is trying to explain to all of us, I came across a small story where who is the best professionalist on earth? So the surgeon said, God must be a surgeon because God created woman from the rib of a man. So the profession of the doctors and the surgeons is the best profession on earth. There was an engineer. He said that, no. Even before God created the humanity, there was, in 6 days, God created heaven, earth, sun, moon, the timing, the fish, and so many things. So he must be an engineer. So we, the engineers, are so much great on earth. And the third person was the lawyer, the attorney. And he said, even before the creation of man or the 6 days, the creation, there was a chaos. From chaos, God created everything. Do you know who created the chaos? It is the lawyers. So my brothers and sisters, chaos is the one in which everything comes up. This is what we celebrate, especially on the vigil of the Easter. We switch off all the lights and tell that from this darkness, the light of glory comes up. So today, my brothers and sisters, we have a beautiful reflection from the gospel today. A life characters between a Pharisee and a tax collector. We will see who is a Pharisee. The spirituality of the Pharisee is a title. Pharisee is a clan of people. By the birth themselves they get, they are the Pharisees. So, that comes from the Aramaic word praesia, which means separated ones. In effect, he is isolated from the others. He is up there. The others are way down there. He looks down on them. He is also isolated from God. He does not need God anymore. He thinks he has no need to ask forgiveness from God. In fact, his prayer is more of a boastful report to God of how good and how holy he is. This is the worst attitude of the Pharisees: self-sufficiency, pride, and arrogance. So many times, in the name of self-respect these days, if you want to suggest somebody anything, you will be in a good trouble. Because everybody in the society now, especially after the year 7 or 8, everybody thinks that now they know everything. In the name of self-respect and self-dignity, we are avoiding our parents' words, the wisdom of the grandparents, and the society does not want to listen to the wisdom of the people, how they grew up. So I suggest to all the youngsters who are here and all the teenagers and all the young couples, try to share all your struggles to your parents and grandparents and godparents. They have more wisdom, which is depending upon the Lord. listen to them and learn from their lives how to depend on God according to the will of the Lord. The second character we have in the gospel today is a tax collector. Is there anyone who tells us today, I am a sinner? It is very hard to tell, I am a sinner. But in the gospel, what did the tax collector say? I am a sinner. So many people in the society think that I am not a sinner, I am not doing anything very big crime. So when I was in Medjugorje a few weeks ago, one of the speakers speaking to the people, large people, about 15,000 people, he said that every righteous man sins 7 times a day. Every righteous man sins 7 times a day. So, in that matter, according to the Ten Commandments and according to the Gospel, everyone on earth makes a liability of the having nature of the sin. So in the Gospel, it is not only about a tax collector and the Pharisee, but who is justified in the presence of the Lord. That is what we sang in the psalm today. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. When we come and sit in these pews and kneel and bow before the Eucharist, we are humbling ourselves for the grace of God. We are not comparing ourselves to anybody else. But my brothers and sisters, with humility, when we bow our knee before the Lord, and you will see the miracles of life in our life. So it is not only just coming on Sunday and participating in the Mass, but also able to read the Word of God and making our lives every day more spiritual, then we become humble ourselves. As we participate in this Mass today, the Church is asking all of us, are you able to become a humble person, or are you struggling with your self-pride, self-respect, making so many enemies around you? So this is the place for you and for me to beg the forgiveness of the Lord and ask for humility. Once, one of the journalists went to Mother Teresa and asked, when she received the Nobel Prize, Mother, now you are so famous. Everybody knows on earth so famous of how you are. And Mother Teresa said, what did you say? Am I famous? What did I do? I did not do anything. I just lived my life as God wants me. Following the inspiration of the Lord, so many volunteers, so many nuns, they came, surrounded me with their affection, and they became the roots of the love. It's not me. Never ever use the word Mother Teresa is a famous woman. I am the humblest woman. I am the only small instrument. So all the parents and godparents, grandparents who are here, make your children more humble to depend on the mercy of the Lord rather than their wisdom and their knowledge. When we pray together, that family stays happily together. As the feast of the Halloween is coming up, I know most of the children are getting ready to be dressed up and go around. It is an old English term which means Eve of the Hallows. The evening before the feast of the All Saints, the Holy Ones, the evil spirits will march forward to the hell, and that is their last scream on earth to say goodbye on earth and let the Spirit of God come here on earth. So we will be celebrating the feast of the All Saints on the Friday. So it is then a day of obligation. I request all of you, make yourself available for the vigil mass or the morning mass or the masses around the parishes here. Try to participate in the mass and become filled with the grace of all the saints. And on the second, we will be starting the All Souls Day. It is a day where we begin to pray for all our departed ones. Just this week, nearly 5 people shared with me, Father, when I sleep in the night, I am getting so many evil thoughts or images are coming to me. They are distracting me. You know what? They are the people who died maybe 40 years ago, 30 years ago. They are coming to me and they are just standing in front of me. The church is telling us, this is the message for you to pray for those souls so that they will be delivered from purgatory to heaven. As we participate in this Mass, as we are going to get the All Souls Day very soon, may the month of All Souls, may this October of the Rosary as we end, may the grace of God give us the humbleness to make our children more joyful with our prayers, is our meditation for this week.